One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 10, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Have you caught one, a bad cold, nose all stuffed up, feel achy, miserable? Then hear this. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than with any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin, cough syrups, or nose drops all day long and not get bromoquinine's relief. Because bromoquinine does more. Works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, that blue feeling a cold brings, and the headache too. Yes, more relief, even for virus colds. And the reason? Bromoquinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health-fortified with vitamin C. That's why bromoquinine cold tablets give you more complete relief. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get the tablets that have relieved more cold discomforts than any other. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today.
Today, the message from Nikki. The vital statistics column, marriage, birth, death, and divorce, has one regular reader in the Barber household.
There is.
Father Barber usually reaches this dull-looking page along with his second cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Breakfasting with wife Fanny and son Paul, he suddenly lowers the paper.
By George, you know, it just dawned on me. It has been years since I encountered the name of any contemporary of mine among the obituaries.
Well, that should be heartening.
Aren't you pleased, Dad?
It indicates I've outlived my entire generation. I find it anything but amusing.
Mom, I find your husband a bit on the grumpy side this morning. Well, excuse me, I'll be going back to work.
Yes. Did you get your call last night?
No. Tried to reach Rangoon till 5 a.m. Finally gave up.
People never tell me anything either. What's all this?
Nicholas attempted to call from Burma. They'd ring and then say, excuse me, please, trouble in the line.
Calling from Rangoon. Good.
I could swear there were temple bells in the background. Girl with a sing-song accent.
Well, I'll be home until 11 if they get that call through.
What's this?
What's what, then?
Oh.
What's he reading?
Vital statistics. Found the name of an old friend?
Farnsworth versus Farnsworth.
Pardon?
Divorce column.
Oh, that.
Hmm?
Jones divorced.
Last man in line. Yes, nobody said a word to me, and there it is in the paper.
But you knew it was coming up.
Not a word. Fanny, you wonder why I read the vital statistics every morning? So I can learn what other people have known for weeks. When is the hearing?
Well, ask Jack about that. I don't know.
Nor I, Henry.
I do know they won't want you to testify.
Jack says it's going to be a very routine matter.
You both seem well informed.
You've got all the important facts right now, Dad.
Facts on the front page. They'll call her the little heiress of Seasley. Oh, I can't abide that term.
You have to admit it's been handled pretty discreetly so far.
Yes. You almost need a magnifying glass to read it.
Hi, family. Good morning.
Well, Clark.
Yes, bright and early. On your way to work?
Haven't you heard? I resign. Paul, may I have this dance? La, 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 la.
Goodness sake, Clark. It's so sensible. What are we celebrating?
Yeah, it's pretty early, honey, or I'm pretty out of practice.
Claudia's been here.
I had a call this morning from Rangoon.
Oh, Paul had a...
I had a hunch Nikki might be trying to reach you. The overseas operator called here, too.
You were out most of yesterday.
Well, don't you want to hear what Nikki said?
Yes, of course. By all means.
Nikki said he needs me.
Hmm.
He wants me to fly out to Burma as soon as I possibly can because he's going to make a trip into the... Is there something called Irrawaddy?
No, it's the river.
Well, he's going somewhere on the Irrawaddy, and because of State Department protocol, he... Well, I don't understand it quite, and the connection wasn't too good. But anyway, he needs me, so I'm going. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my dear.
Yes, yes.
He said, ask Paul to please see about my passport and arrange transportation and send him a wireless when to meet my plane.
That's a very exciting bit of news.
Yes, isn't it? There's even more right here at home. Have you seen the paper? Look at this.
Oh, I knew Joan was going to do it, Dad, and I think it's best for everybody, especially the children. Till death do us part can mean death of love, too, you know, and that's what happens. Paul, will you get on the phone and see about my reservation?
Come along. We'll take care of the passport first. I doubt if you'll get away before the end of the week. Unless they shot, you know, they won't let you back into the country.
Yep. File for divorce. Oh, I knew she was going to do it, Dad. Best for everybody. Goodbye. Off for Berber.
Thank heaven Nicholas thought of it. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Why? Oh, because of Joel, you mean?
No, Henry, because of Penelope. The yachting party. If you say you don't know about the weekend cruise, it's because you don't listen. Paul and I talked about nothing else this morning.
Yachting party? Weekend cruise? Fanny, now what have I missed?
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Touché, now with silicone. New Touché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Touché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. You'll like today's Touché.
More families, far more families, depend on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax at bedtime. It won't disturb your sleep. And the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. Remember, when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. What Henry had missed would have been cleared up for him if he'd been on hand when Penny came home from the weekend cruise with Penny Ferrand and party. It's late afternoon now. Coming stiffly upstairs in her blue jeans, carrying a canvas duffel bag, sunburned, wind-blown, and shivering, Penelope sees the display of luggage in her mother's room and stops in amazement.
Good heavens, Penny, what happened to you?
Mother, all this packing. What is all this, Mother? Where are you going?
Your new shirt. How was the cruise? Obviously, it was terribly windy. Was it also fun?
Have you heard from Father?
Yes, and there's so much to tell you. But first, how far did you sail?
10 million miles.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you like boats. Kenny said every yacht needs a beautiful woman on deck, but so few girls care for sailing.
Was it freezing?
Frigid, if it's any satisfaction.
And you forgot your suntan lotion.
No, I didn't forget it. It rolled off the deck. You know, he may have been an all-American, but he won't win any prizes for handling a boat.
How did the other women like it?
Just exactly as much as I did.
You know, that's why I declined all of Kenny's invitations. Every woman I've ever encountered after a weekend cruise looked as if she'd been found adrift on a rubber raft. And that includes you, darling. Why don't you get into a hot tub?
I was waiting to hear about Father.
Oh, he's fine. I'll tell you all about him after you've freshened up.
Tell me now. I may go right to bed.
Well, I'm flying to Burma. He needs me to help with some State Department entertaining. And I'm taking my shots and arranging transportation, and we'll go this weekend. Isn't it exciting?
And I'll run the house, is that it?
If you like, of course. You're going to get all sorts of invitations from the folks and Joan. She'd love to have you stay with her, especially right now.
No, thanks. I'll stay home and do some entertaining on my own.
Good. Mrs. McCulloch will be here to help you.
I know too many yachtsmen. I think I'll broaden my field. You can have Kenny Ferrand and the marina and everybody on it.
I'll not need them, my dear. I'll be in Rangoon.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Attention, all you good cooks.
Be sure to try the juicy meatloaf recipe printed on packages of Quaker Oats and Mother's Oats, the same fine oatmeal. You'll discover that Quaker Oats adds extra juiciness to meatloaf and hamburgers, as well as wonderful nourishment at breakfast. Treat your family to Quaker Oats often as a delicious hot cereal and in tasty recipes. Look today for the juicy meatloaf recipe on your package of Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats. Free Dove Perch keeps your soap dish neat and tidy. Buy two bars of Dove, get your free Dove Perch today. In his studio at the top of the house, Paul Barber sits at his typewriter waiting for the proper shade of adjective to drop into his mind. He almost has it when he loses it forever.
Yes?
Paul, are you very busy?
Well, Claude, I'm working, but, well, what is it?
If you're busy, never mind.
No, what is it?
I can't believe this, but I just had to know. Penny says you phoned Nicky and suggested that he send for me. Is that true?
Honey, your daughter knows less about my affairs than any woman living.
Thanks. I couldn't believe it. That would ruin everything.
Sounds like the topper in a red-hot fight. How was her weekend?
One look at her is all you need. Paul, may I come over and see you?
No, I'll come over there. I'd like to have a talk with Penny, too. I'm leaving now.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 11, Book 129, Lesson for Penelope, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.